Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live from National Spring Training on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop,
Hello.
Sawville, and Eric Bickle.
Hi, JP.
What's up, buddy?
You know, I would say EB's leader in the clubhouse, Panicky Pete. Jason's not that far behind. Like, he's
panicking.
He's asked me a couple times.
I'm not panicked about anything.
When are you leaving? Where are we going to eat?
He likes to be planned.
Nobody just goes
with
the flow.
I'm not panicking. I'm just, it's in my head. I want to make sure everything goes smooth getting to the airport.
Yeah,
Airports
yeah.
are a pain in the
JP
butt.
JP likes to flaunt just showing up last second.
Right.
We don't like to do that.
I mean, he does
it
every show.
Go with the flow a little bit.
What's up, Eric?
All right, we're joined by Eric Dames. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Sign up here. We probably have him sing for us since he's a big Masked Singer superstar. We hear. How are you?
Trying to wake up.
Yeah,
this is early for you.
Oh, we had really Zim early. On yesterday, like around 7 o'clock. He says he gets here what 6:30.
Yeah.
Some guys get
Kurt Suzuki early too.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. What time do you typically come in?
I feel like those are all guys with kids.
Yeah.
So I usually wake up by 6:30 and then hopefully here by 7.
Right.
But that's
when do you have to be here? Is there a time, like, when people would say you're late?
If we have a meeting, if the meeting's at 9 o'clock or 9:30, so some guys show up at 5, get their workouts in.
Isn't that crazy?
It all depends on the guy's schedule.
So you theoretically could show up at 8:45.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you just rent a place down here?
Yeah. A little short, vacation rental.
Right. Airbnb.
So what's fascinating about Eric's story is he broke into the big leagues, I don't know, 2010, 2011, something like that. Played a few years. And then you went over to Korea to extend your career and continue playing.
And just hit bombs.
Yeah, and just dominated over there. And typically why that happens, maybe, you didn't have the right opportunity here that was working out for you, so you go over there. When you're over there, do you think, I'm going to come back? When you're in the middle of it and you're dominating over here, do you just go, you know what, this is pretty great. I'm making good money. I could do this for another 10, 15 years.
Yeah, the goal was definitely not to come back.
Is that right?
Yeah, in my head I made it up, okay.
I'm good.
Yeah, I knew I could play about 10 or 15 years over there and make a lot of money and be happy. And stuff started to happen. And then,
you start getting called.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm coming back.
Right.
Did you enjoy it? Did you like the culture? Did you like the people?
Yeah, are there perks to being in Korea as opposed to here?
How are the Korean chicks?
yeah, there's definitely perks on both sides, but it's all about your mindset and, if you really buy into something and – I felt like I wasn't going to, look over my shoulder. If I did this in the past, if this would have happened, if I got this opportunity and that.
You're just looking forward.
Yeah, that's all you can do. So I just did that. I just tried to make the best of my situation, and it all paid off in the end.
Did you become fluent in Korean?
No.
At all?
I mean, I definitely learned the language, but, it's tough. I mean, I spoke like a kid, I memorized how to read the blocks and I memorized vocab words. So I couldn't really conjugate a sentence or past tense, present, whatever.
You were butchering it, but
yeah,
you got through it.
Yeah, I got through it. It helped me order food and talk to people.
Were there any food issues for you going from the U.S. to Korea? Or are you a pretty good eater? You're not picky.
No, yeah, it was definitely when I first got there. A lot of the restaurants don't have pictures, so it was I had no idea what I was ordering.
Oh, yeah.
So unless I was with a translator or a friend like that, I was pretty much, you know, for 2 months I was eating at McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts. And that was it.
I don't blame you, man.
After a while that gets old. Like, in college you can do it, but yeah, after that it's like,
that
yeah.
sounds like what I was eating yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, were you living doing over, it for 2 months.
Were you living over there with a girlfriend or wife or family?
Oh, no. I was alone.
You were single.
Was that lonely?
Right, well, hold on.
No, it was good?
Oh, he probably did it.
Never get lonely.
Really?
I'm working. I got my movies. I had a little discontinued this like jailbroken iPad, so I got all these like movies. I'd watch movies on my projector, video games, all this stuff. So I had time to do my own thing.
I'm curious. Eric Thames at McDonald's. All right, like if I go to McDonald's, I have a quarter pounder with cheese. You're a bigger guy.
Yeah. Two quarter pounders. What do you get? Big Mac.
No, I get the chicken tenders and two large fries.
Real
two 20. Large fries.
Two large fries. Oh, I mean,
strong.
The 10-piece.
That's strong.
Is it a 10-piece? I don't
know.
No,
they have tenders.
They have
tenders are usually like 3, 6, and 9.
Well, those are tenders.
Yeah, the tenders.
Not the nuggets.
I'm a big tenders guy.
No, not nuggets.
Yeah, nuggets.
He's graduated past chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
What kind of sauce? Are you, you dipping in any sauces? What do you go with?
Ranch and barbecue.
Ranch and barbecue. Nice.
Solid.
Nice. Excellent.
Very
solid. Very cool. So, anyway, so you go over there, you dominate, and then you come back, and you continue to play extremely well. And then you end up here. Can you kind of go? I know you told everybody, but for our listeners, sort of.
But even before you get to that, let's talk about the wild card game.
Yeah.
Did that torture you on the Brewers side?
Yeah, we were definitely a little heartbroken.
What was the clubhouse like after that game?
Miserable.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because a lot of us knew that, like, other guys are going to be moving on different teams, stuff like that. So, you know, the way our September was and how we were just beating everybody, even without Yelich, that meant a lot for the boys. But yeah, that
was set
that
up,
hit.
And it was set up for you because you bring in Hader.
Yeah.
And so you have to feel uber confident there.
You think it is pretty much locked up, right? In the back of your mind?
Yeah.
A little bit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, he's the
You're
best
human.
Reliever in baseball. But after his Zim's broken bat single, I was kind of like, oh, no, I'm like the way this is going right now. And like the one, the ball that hit Taylor that they reviewed, but like it hit his handle, but like, no, it's hit by pitch. Like, it's a foul ball, but it's like, oh,
what
here
was the,
we go. Here
what was
we
the
go.
Kid's name in right field again?
Trent Grisham.
How bad did you feel for that kid?
Yeah, it wasn't his fault. That ball had some weird English on it.
It did.
And, like, it just like bounced and went the other way, but yeah, but once it went past him, we were all kind of just like, oh, no. And then, like, that huge momentum shift, and that's when, like, the crowd got into it because the crowd was quiet the entire day.
Yeah.
And then once that happened, the crowd was just – and then the next thing, I was leading off. I remember I couldn't even hear. Like, my helmet was, like, shaking and
– It was a quick turn of events.
Yes.
When you're up in the plate like that, in a moment like that, you've been playing throughout the game. Do you get nervous or how does that affect you?
For me or for Soto?
For you.
Oh, for me, no, it's not being nervous. It's just like, you know, it's all about the mojo. You're trying to, like, you still have your approach, what you want to do. But, you know, then you kind of realize, like, oh, my goodness, like, this game is not turning out very well right now. We got one out left. Like,
right.
You know, you're praying for a 2-run home run or something like that. But,
right.
You know,
it doesn't happen.
Did you watch any of the postseason after that game?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I'm a big, like whatever team I'm on, if I'm eliminated, I'm always watch at bars. I go, like, have a beer, some nachos, and watch all the games. It's always good to be in, like, that environment.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I was telling Howie, like, when Howie's home run, like, I had a shot, and I dropped my shot because it was just, like, all these Astros fans around us, like, talking all this stuff, all this mess. And then that ball went off the pole, and I'm just like,
right.
And I was like, no way. I was like,
where are you watching this? In what city?
In Vegas.
Okay.
That's where home is, yeah.
Oh, you live in Vegas.
Yeah.
Ah, very nice.
And I'm just like, oh, my. Like, that was the craziest, like, World Series I've ever seen.
It was nuts.
Besides, like, that one, the Cubs and, like, the Red Sox when they first won. It was just like, what in the world is going on? So I was like, you know, after that, I wasn't as bitter.
Yeah.
So at least we lost to, like, the World Series champions. And they had a great run after us. So, you know, you can't be too mad.
Who was your closest buddy on the Nats that you knew just from playing in the league?
Are
you tight with anybody?
A lot of it's just, like, playing against them. Like, I played against Howie for a long time. Just talking on the bases, that kind of stuff. But, like, teammates. Played with Yan Gomes with the Blue Jays. But that's pretty much it.
Right.
And Howie was a big part of helping bring you here, correct?
Like, yeah, talk about how that went down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You talk to Rizzo or somebody, I don't know. But you know, from what I was told, that, you know, Howie's really big. Like, he's one of the leaders in the clubhouse, and he's one of the guys that makes sure that, you know, if you're not with the team, if you're not, like, helping us move forward, then, you know, you'll be out of here. So, you know, I take a lot of pride, and, you know, he thought I'd be a good fit for this clubhouse. And, I'm just here to do my job. And, yeah, let's go.
We were talking about the lineup before you came on. What's your idea of – or what's your expectation of how many games you're going to play? You played 150 games last year. I mean, you played a full season.
Yeah.
But here you got Zim. You got the righty-lefty thing.
And Kendrick, who's going to play some
first
Kendrick.
Base. Are you going to play 75 games, 80 games, 100 games? Do you have any idea?
No, nobody knows.
Yeah.
And you know how crazy baseball is. Injuries can happen anytime.
Sure.
Trades or stuff like that. A lot of things out of your control. So I'm preparing to play, you know, 162, you know, if I get called on all those games. So that's all I can control.
Gotcha.
What do you do? What does Eric Thames do during a game when you're not in the lineup? So let's say, because you say it's Zimmerman starting, will you be taking cuts like in the third inning, fourth inning, fifth inning?
That's one thing I learned with Milwaukee. They were big on matchups, stuff like that. So after the third inning, you never know, a move could be made, pinch hit or defensive replacement or who knows what could happen. So, you know, you don't want to get in there cold or get like, whoa, I'm up right now, and then you're scrambling for your stuff, trying to get loose. So it's always good to, you know, stay loose throughout the game and always kind of prepare for pitchers who might come in, who's in, that kind of stuff.
All right, so Eric, you got a really long beard. I'm just curious. It looks like you actually shaved, though, kind of above the mustache. Like, how do you make a decision to let the beard go really long and shave? Like, how long have you been going with that?
Well, I've took about 3 inches off,
and
it's actually not combed out. I just woke up, brushed my teeth, and went right to the field. It's too early for me for all this.
How long did it take to grow that?
My hair grows pretty fast, so started growing it out last June, maybe.
Wow.
But, yeah, so, like, it grows fast. I mean, probably be down to the nips right now if I didn't trim it up. But, you know, I'm trying to look a little clean, you know.
Right.
Like, we'll see. We'll see during the year. I might just, like,
full
on let it eat.
Shaving is a pain in the ass, but I would imagine it's hard to just – it looks like you clip above the mustache.
Eyebrow razors. See, that's a little trick. A little trick of the pros out there.
Really?
So, like, a lot of women use eyebrow razors. It's like a little single blade. It looks kind of like a pencil.
Yeah.
And
that's
so,
how
like,
you get in there?
Yeah, you get a little pack on Amazon or whatever, and just, yeah, it's like for detail, it's easy.
Right.
It's a lot easier.
Since you've been here, it's still way early, but like when taking cuts with the guys and everything, is there anybody here where you go, like, wow, that guy's way better than I thought? Or has anybody jumped out at you?
I would say watching Juan Soto hit. I mean, it's not that I didn't think he was good. Everybody knows he's really good, but like, actually seeing like how young he is, how hard he works, how smart he is as a hitter when he's preparing, it's kind of cool. I was like seeing how guys prepare, even like watching Yelich last few years.
What's different? They just put in more work than everybody else?
No, it's not so much like the quantity. It's just like you can see like they don't waste swings. Like a lot of older like veterans or like the all-stars and Hall of Famers, you see like when they get their work in, it's like every swing counts. They're not just like talking and, oh, whatever.
Right.
I'm just getting loose. But it's like every swing has like a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that always translates to the game.
Where do you think you will bat in the lineup? Are you and Zim four guys? Are you going to be deeper in the lineup? Or where do you think you will be when you're playing?
Hopefully at least 1 through 8. That's
the
goal.
So you don't have an idea?
No.
Really?
Do you have a preference?
No. For me, I don't care. As long as I'm in the lineup, that's all that really matters.
Which of the pitchers are you most happy to not face this year?
Strasburg, for sure.
Really?
That changeup, man. It's so funny. Like, he throws it, and you see it, and it's like, okay, it's a changeup. It's going to be right here. And you swing, and it's like 3 or 4 inches like further away, and it's like how to move that much in like a matter of like a foot. So I'm not happy. Yeah,
by far.
So you'd rather face Max than Strasburg, and Corbin, you would think a lefty lefty would be.
Well, I haven't faced Corbin since like AAA, so
that's
a lot. That's a little
been
distant.
A while. Yeah.
No, like, you know, I need coffee. I have pretty decent numbers against Max, so.
What was your approach against Max? What would you do? What would you be thinking? Just try to sit on his fastball, or
no? Just see ball, hit ball. I just feel like some pitchers you can see better than other pitchers, and changes for hitters too. Like some guys can see like Strasburg really well.
Yeah,
I'm not one of those guys, so it's like
yeah.
So that's why he's a guy.
Why is his change so much more wicked than other guys in the league?
I'm not much of a pitching guy. Just like that late movement. I would say like that's separates a lot of like there's a lot of good prospects out there, lightning stuff, but they get hit and nobody figures it out. But it's like the late movement. That's what makes like these guys really good in the big leagues. It's, you know, yeah, you see a curveball pop up and guys can hit it, but some guys they throw it so hard and it's like it doesn't break to like the very end, and that's tough to hit.
Right.
What were you? You know, we were talking about how Stras was allegedly, and they said he was. He like tipping his pitches there in the first inning in there of the World Series, and they noticed it right away. Are you one of those guys that can pick up those things?
No. I mean, some guys definitely have the eye for all that, but
they say
me,
Yan Gomes is amazing at it. He's really good at it. Apparently,
I could see. You see a lot of catchers because they see it all day. They're out there looking at video, stuff like that, but. For a lot of hitters, it's like, nope, don't. I don't want to know. Just let me hit.
Yeah.
Start looking okay, and boy drops his arm. Like, if it's like, obvious, but you don't really see, then yeah. But, like, a lot of guys are just like, oh, okay, curveball right here. It's like.
And how much of an advantage is that? Without getting into the whole thing, but how much is it? If a guy, let's just say he's tipping pitches, forget about stealing signs, tipping pitches, how much of an advantage is that as a hitter if you know that information?
Oh, it's really.
It's massive.
I mean, it's massive, but it has to be right. Because, like, some guys, like, a big situation, they get tense, and, like, their shoulder, okay, fastball, okay. And you can see them, okay, they're starting to build up for, okay, I'm going to throw as hard as I could. Or it's, like, a breaking ball, they kind of, like, relax, or they'll fan their glove on, like, a changeup.
Yeah.
So, if it's that obvious, which it almost never is, then, yeah, it's like you just sell out on one pitch, and then if it's not there, if it's not that pitch, then you don't swing. But it's, like, it's all about selling out.
What was Pepperdine like?
It was fun. For me, I pretty much just – worked. Like I chose that school because it was close to home but far from home.
Yeah.
But I would stay out of trouble. It's not a big party school. At least it was back then. I don't know how it is now.
Man, what a piece of property, though. Man.
Yeah. It's nice.
I mean, it's beautiful.
It's probably the only spot in the world where kids go on the DL for sunburn, you know.
Right.
At least, like, two guys a year would go to the beach, fall asleep,
wake up,
just back. They can't even move. It's like, yeah.
Well, we appreciate the time, bro. Good luck this year.
Man.
Hopefully we'll talk to you throughout the season.
All right, right on.
Yeah,
I'll be here.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right.
That's Eric Thames, everybody. Who else do we have, JP?
I believe Patrick Corbin is going to join us next.
Thank you, buddy.
And then we've got Laura Zeller later this hour.
Very
so keep
good.
It here. We're the Junkies coming to you live from National Spring Training.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, broadcasting live from National Spring Training. Just talked to Eric Thames, the new first baseman.
What
How
a good
cool
dude,
is he?
Huh? He's such a nice guy. I think he's my Trevor Rosenthal of 2020.
No. But Trevor Rosenthal ended up being a complete bust.
No.
Thames is going to be a contributor.
Just in terms of his
personality.
I'm just
talking about my man crush.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, I think he's my man crush.
I think we all
he's a good
like
dude.
And he's a guy whose body should have a bunch of tattoos. Like, it works for him. Like, if I had the tattoos that he had with this puny body, it would look terrible.
Yeah.
But on him, he looks like a shrunken down version of the Incredible Hulk.
He looks like a middle linebacker.
He's massive.
Yeah, and he's just so kind of like sweet and down to earth.
And
really
I asked
amazing.
Him if he had found a place to live in Washington. He goes, yeah, down there, is it called the Navy Yard? So, yeah, it's where we work.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, isn't that close to the stadium? I said, right there,
Did you
bro.
Tell him it's the busiest
I said,
place?
I said, go to Circa.
It's the busiest place in the country. With
right.
all the, you know, the construction.
It's the biggest construction zone in the world, but hopefully that'll be cleaned up soon.
And it's cheap. It's cheap to live in Navy Yard.
Yeah. Well, he's poor. He can't afford it.
Hey, he's taking a bargain basement, I think, $3 million this year for 1 year.
Is that right?
But no wife, no kids.
Oh, yeah. It all goes to his bottom line. Yeah, he's good.
He's just killing it.
Why'd they get him for cheap, huh? Oh, that's amazing.
That's the way Mike Rizzo does it, man.
Yeah.
He finds these guys and gives them short deals for not a ton of money, and hopefully he produces.
Nah, he's just a regular dude. He's just watching the playoffs at a bar.
Right? Regular dude, bro.
Yeah.
Hanging out in Vegas.
Nachos. Really nice guy. Yeah.
Wonder what he got paid over in Korea. I didn't want to get super into his pockets, but
he would have told us.
I bet he got paid big to go over to Korea.
He would have told us.
Like, how much would it take for us to do a radio show from Korea?
Oh, my, wait. Full time?
I would never.
Like, we had
no, just for a week?
No.
Oh, for
a season. Like a season.
Oh, $10 million.
Like, oh, it would take
pay
a lot.
$10 million.
Could you imagine? We complain when we come to West Palm. Could you imagine the complaining if we were in Seoul, Korea?
$10 million. I'm sure if there was an offer for $1.5 million, you'd think a lot
about it. Wouldn't do it. To live in Korea for a year? Or multiple years? Wouldn't
not
do it.
North
Sorry.
Korea, South Korea.
I don't care.
You I'm wouldn't not, do it? For how much?
I said $10 million. He goes, $1.5 million, he'd do it.
Just throw it out. You definitely think about it a lot.
Once my kids are in college, sign me up for that. I'll just tell Amy, I'm like, you're quitting your job. We're going to Korea for a year, and we're pocketing $1.5 million.
Oh, right. Okay?
Yeah, right. This is called the golden parachute.
Right.
Okay?
That's what you've been waiting for.
I'll go do a podcast with AWOD before I do that. Make about 20 grand.
Right.
There's no way you can't.
I just would be
South
lonely.
Korea.
I mean, he said, no, not lonely at all. But imagine you're over in a country where you don't speak the language, don't know anybody. Okay, you got baseball, and that occupies quite a bit of your day. But there's a lot of alone time, downtime. You're just chilling. I don't know. I'm not that much.
Yeah, but you can make friends.
I'm sure you
harder. I have enough friends.
I'm going to make Korean friends. I can't even speak the language.
Hard to make friends when you don't speak the language.
Might be another American on the team.
Yeah, one other guy. I don't know. I don't know. That'd be hard.
And I'm sure there are plenty of different spots where you can find.
Hey,
I'm not worried about it because I know that opportunity's never coming.
Cakes, you want to get into his pockets? Let's see how much Eric Thames has made.
I know
his
how
career.
Much he's made.
How much has he made in his career?
Now, excluding Korea.
Yeah, he's probably made.
I think he's made about $17 million.
All right, all right. And then
I'm going to guess for his Korea stint, I think it was three seasons, probably made another $10
million. Yeah, I was going to say 30 to 35.
At least.
Well, I think the first year they said he signed for $800,000, but then he started putting up big numbers.
Right.
So they probably paid him $3 or $4 million a year.
Yep.
At least. See, that's not – usually when guys go and play, they play in Japan, right?
Right.
They typically don't play in Korea.
I didn't even know there was a professional league in Korea.
Yeah.
He played for the NC Dinos. Have you ever heard of them?
Nope.
Korean Baseball League.
I did when reading up on them.
Yeah.
But, never before that. No, I think that's my new man crush.
He probably had a 70-inch Samsung Silly on his wall.
Of course
Korea.
He did.
He just had so many Korean appliances.
Who was South Korean? Was Hideo Nomo or Chan Ho Park? I'm trying to remember.
Park is definitely a Korean name. That I do know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm terrible at that stuff.
I think Nomo was Japanese.
Maybe. Yeah, I feel like Nomo was Japanese.
Pretty sure he was Japanese.
Yeah.
I know that the guy who's going to join us next, Patrick Corbin, he's made more than $17 million in his career.
Oh, he's making more than that this season.
Yeah, he probably is.
100% he's making more than that this season.
I can't even.
But he was valuable for him last year.
I feel like I can't ask him about his money. Like, I could Max.
Well, I think we did last year. I think we've already – it's already
– Oh, we did ask him that?
We do it with almost everybody.
That's embarrassing. Can we stop talking about everybody?
Because
money?
That's what I'm interested in.
I know
I'm not
you
interested
are.
In how many wins he thinks he's going to have.
I don't care how many home runs people have.
You're not going to
ask
him if he added a new split finger approach or a slider.
No.
You're not going to ask him about tweaks.
But Jason,
I'll be honest, I don't even know what arm he throws with.
Are you serious?
I told you it's a weakness of mine. I don't know what arms guys
Hold
throw
on.
With.
Patrick Corbin?
I think he's a lefty, but I'm not sure.
How do you not? Seriously, how do you
I just
not?
Don't
Are you
know.
Doing a bit? It's
he
a bit.
It doesn't register with him. His brain is just
it's much like he's still
Here comes Patrick. What's up, bro?
Come on, buddy.
He still hasn't
Patrick
figured
Corbin.
Out the beltway.
All Patrick Corbin wants to do is do this interview every single year. With the
this
Junks.
This is your annual interview with the boys.
He comes to spring training. He says, when am I going to sit down with the Junks again?
Patrick, I was talking about you earlier in the show, and I said, look, how lucky was this guy? He signed a huge deal. He's got FU money now, and he wins a ring in his first year.
That's great.
Pop Worked out pretty well.
It's all downhill.
According to plan,
how
right?
awesome is that, man?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
I think the money's better than the ring, though.
No, I don't know. You get used to that after a while.
He doesn't even care about the money.
You get used
point.
To it after a while.
When's the last time you'd won a championship? We were asking some of the guys yesterday.
High school
about
or
that.
Anything? Or
I won, I think it was four in the minors. So
oh, you did?
Got lucky there. But twice in AA, once in AAA, and then rookie ball.
And
so.
Does that feel just as amazing? I mean, it's not the same. It's not a World Series, but, you know. like winning, like something in high school or something, or college? I would wonder.
I mean, it's pretty cool. That's what you play for. But obviously, at this level, it's something totally different. So
right. Were you prepared for how you were going to be used in the postseason? Did you have that idea? Did you have that inkling that it was going to go that way before it started?
Not necessarily that way. I tried to be ready, though, for each game. It kind of got to a point where we were just skipping bullpens, and, hey, if I can give you an inning, a batter. One time I threw to one hitter to three innings. So it's you just try to be ready, and it honestly was like, who cares how you feel tomorrow? We got to win today.
Is it more fun? Like, being a starting pitcher, you're only playing in a game one out of every five. Is it more fun, kind of that approach where you were part of games more often?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You want to pitch in those games. Regular season, that'd be tough to do.
Of course.
Of course.
Get out there. In between every start. But I think in the postseason, what we did and how Davey handled the bullpen and used the starters. Obviously it worked out, but I thought he did everything the right way.
I'm just kind of wondering the psychology, because at some point, let's say going back to when you were playing high school baseball, you played every game. You maybe pitched every third game or second game. I don't know what you did, but you were probably – what did you play on the field?
I just pitched in high school.
Oh, you were only a pitcher?
Yeah.
Because most guys pitch and then they're a shortstop.
Well, that's why they were breaking your balls about hitting, right? Didn't you say that, the guys would break your balls about hitting? You have a pride in it, but.
I did hit 1,000 in high school, 3 for 3.
Did 3 for 3?
Very nice.
See, I'm surprised. Like, every pitcher that I played with in high school, you know, played a different position and pretty much played every game.
Wow, yeah, but none of those pitchers you played with made it to the majors like
you
did.
Oh, I don't think so.
It's a little bit of a difference.
They probably didn't make it to college.
So what was the offseason like for you? Did anything special? Did you go on any cool trips? Did you just get away from it all?
We went to Cabo for a week, and then just back here. We bought a house here last year, so it was just good to move into the house here. And
that's where we saw the little golf thing you did with Dan.
Yeah,
you got the little putting set up over there.
Yeah,
very
for sure.
Nice.
So this is your off season home.
Yeah, we'll be here. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What type of golfer are you?
Well, that's why I built this miniature golf course, because I'm good at that. Regular golf, I'm terrible.
Really? Oh, so you like to just putt? Do you actually play? Do you play a lot?
Yeah, I'll play here and there, but I'd like to be better. But during the season, I don't get out as much as I'd like, and some guys are getting up so early to play. But I don't know. Hopefully,
Zim claims he's a 4. Now.
Yeah, I played with him last week.
I heard he's really good.
Yeah.
Well, he's a member at like 10 different clubs.
Yeah. Who else is
he better
good?
Be good.
It was him and Daniel Hudson I played with. They're both pretty good, and Trey Turner.
Yeah, Trey's decent.
Yeah, he's all right. I think those other two might got him by a little bit, but Trey can crush the ball when he hits
it. So what do you shoot?
I bet.
100.
A lot. Yeah, right? Yeah. It's hard. Most people shoot over 100 unless you play a lot. It's
right.
It's that kind
95%
of
95% of amateur golfers shoot 100
or
more.
Yeah. It's terrible.
All right, so how are you feeling about this team this year? I mean, obviously Rendon's gone. You lost, 10 or 12 free agents. Got some different faces.
Some turnover.
How are you feeling about this team?
It seems like a lot of the guys are back. I mean, we're excited to be here. It's fun to see that sign on the board behind us, the world
so
champions.
Cool.
So
I know, it's really cool.
But yeah, guys are talking about that. We're trying to learn from that, but trying to do it again.
I had a question. I was telling the boys, I was thinking about this yesterday. Having gone through that, and obviously it was a wild season. Start out poorly, then end up the hottest team in baseball, then go through just the ups and downs of the postseason, end up on top. When that's all said and done, did that experience translate to, wow, that was amazing, that was almost impossible, I can't believe we did that, I don't even know if we'll ever do that again, or, wow, we did that, we can do that again? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you learn from what we went through, but, I mean, you look back on the postseason, there was so many moments where we could have been done. And
right.
How many
bullets.
Yeah, elimination games that we did get, but we were the hot team going in, and I think the one thing that separated us is we did not care who got credit. We wanted to go out there and win, and that was fun to be a part of.
What was your most nervous moment? I mean, it could be the wild card game. It could be in the next round when you play the Dodgers. It could be in the World Series Game 7. Just personally, do you have a moment where you're like, man, that was the scariest moment for me?
I don't think it was when I was pitching. It was probably maybe that wild card game. That's scary. One game, win or go home, is the eighth inning. We were still losing. So that's I mean, that ball bounces right at him or a different way.
Right.
Something else happens. So.
Yeah. I had a question and I lost it. I did. I totally did. I forgot.
Well, with the addition of Will Harris. All right, the bullpen, let's be honest, it struggled last year.
Right.
Now, it got better, but you add Harris, you retain Hudson, all right? That's just going to make your guys' jobs a little bit easier, I would assume.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I played with Will and excuse me. I played with Will in Arizona and Huddy as well. So
right.
To have those two there, to have Doolittle, I think Rainey's going to take another step forward, and hopefully some of these other guys can just step in and earn a spot on this team. But, yeah, obviously when you have a strong bullpen, makes things a little bit easier.
Now, this doesn't affect you as a starter, but what's your opinion of the three batter men?
I don't mind it.
It might affect you as a starter because maybe you stay in an extra batter that you might not have otherwise.
I don't know. Have you thought about that, the strategies?
I haven't really thought about it too much, but right. I don't mind it. If someone's coming in, you face the one batter and exits, and it does extend the game, makes it a little bit longer. So I guess they're trying ways to
speed it up.
So,
I remember the question I was going to ask you. It was about replacing Parra. How do you do that? You know, when it has to be so organic. They just want you to put the mic closer. How do you do that? Replace a guy like that? That was a kind of a key part of this whole thing, was the chemistry you guys had and all of that.
Are guys still going to be dancing after bombs?
It has to happen organically, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, something new is every year. So last year was the baby shark, the hugging, the dancing. So we'll see what happens this year. I'm sure the dancing will be a part of it, but we had fun.
Yeah. I mean, it was a Latin influence, right? There was a big Latin influence on that team last year, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, Parra brought all the energy. He's just that type of person. He's such a great clubhouse guy, and he'll be missed for sure. Dozier was another piece like that, but
right.
We have some other veterans here that like to have fun, which is good to loosen up the clubhouse and go out there, compete when you need to, but be able to relax and get away from the game when you're not on the
field. Was it the loosest clubhouse you'd been a part of? Like, most chill guys, like relaxed and having fun with it all?
Yeah, for sure. This is only my second team, but the group of guys that we did have, I mean, we were so close. You could see it on TV. It's something that all the fans and family say how close we were, and I think that's a big reason why a lot of people were rooting for us, and it's good to see.
Who's your best friend on the team?
There's a lot of guys that we're always hanging out with.
Right. Who's your crew? Who's the Patrick Corbin crew? If you guys decide to go to the movies tonight, who are you going with?
Gomes we're close with. Trey just moved to my neighborhood, so we always hang out with him. Max, we're always going to dinner with. So,
Who picks up the bill? Max?
We split it.
You split
it? Well, like, he'll get it the one time. Next time I'll get it, like that.
What kind of car do you have?
Get something fast?
Escalade.
Yeah. Escalade, sweet. Nice. You know, a sports car guy? You don't want anything that goes like 200 mile an hour?
Looking into it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not a huge car guy, but talk to Howie and Eaton on that one.
Eaton and those guys, right.
When are you pitching again?
Thursday.
All right. All right, bro. Hey,
thank you so much.
Appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, cool. Thank you, guys.
Really appreciate it.
Pastor Corbin.
All right, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Did you leave a message?
Welcome back to the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Junks coming to you from Florida, site of Washington Nationals spring training. That is Lars Eller's music in the background. We're efforting to find him at this point from the Washington Capitals. They are still atop the Metro Division. The Flyers, though, gaining ground on the Caps. Big one at Capital One Arena tomorrow night as the Flyers come in and take on the Washington Capitals.
Are the Pens fading a little bit?
Yes.
They're fading, yes.
Nice.
They're 6 points back of the lead in the Metro.
Have you played your favorite game if the playoffs started today?
Ooh, no, I haven't. I'll do that right now. I'm glad you reminded me of that, JP. Something, it's a rite of spring, JP.
Who would we want? Is there such a thing as a particular team that we would want that we typically own?
I'd have to look at how the Caps have performed against those teams this year. Right. And there's no internet.
Internet
is down?
Now I'm grinding, trying to find the Nets, trying to find
Pittsburgh, by the way, has lost 6 straight games.
Good. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. It's hard to lose 6 straight.
That's the best news I've heard all day.
But I'm saying it's hard to lose 6 straight when you have, you know, a pretty damn good team like they do.
Yeah.
So I love it. I mean, I love the fact that they're losing, but I had no idea the Flyers were playing as well as they are.
They are. I believe the Flyers have won 6 straight.
Cakes is pulling up, trying to pull up web pages. Yeah, he's got zippy.
No internet.
Why is your internet working?
Because he's got a poopy.
He's got a poopy. No, it's
that doesn't have anything to do with my computer.
Yeah, that's right,
I believe
computer.
We've now tracked down MacBook. Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals. Good morning, Lars. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good, thank you.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
What's up, Lars? We're down in West Palm Beach, Lars. About 80 degrees
good
down there right now.
Lars, had you ever even seen a baseball game before you came to play hockey in North America? Did you even know what baseball was?
Didn't he say that
growing up in Denmark,
when they celebrated, that was his first Nats game?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I had never been to a baseball game. They don't even play baseball in Denmark. I don't know if they play it anywhere in Europe, actually. It's mainly Asia and North America, South America, I think. So it was a new experience for me coming to North America and see it live.
Do you ever get tired of being in a cold ice rink all the time?
He's from Denmark.
Doesn't he want to be
what he's
outside?
Used to.
It's just a couple hours a day at the most, so... No, I don't get tired of that.
I know he does. He does like the warm weather because we've talked to Lars, and sometimes he'll take a quick trip, like with the family during All-Star break, to a warm weather locale, maybe Florida, maybe the Bahamas. He does like the warm weather.
Is he a golfer? Does Lars like to play golf? You like to tee it up at all, Lars?
Yeah, both. I mean, I certainly like the warm weather. I like good seasonal weather. You know, I like to experience all, you know, kinds. I think there should be some snow in the winter. I think it's around Christmas time. You should have that, and you know, I like a warm summer as well. So I like a good mix of everything. And I love playing golf. Wish I had time to play more.
Lars, you may like snow, and obviously you're from Denmark. You're used to snow, but there's no chance that you shovel snow in the winter.
Like, hurt himself.
Your body is your temple. You need it to make money to provide for your family. There's no way you shovel snow.
He's probably like me, makes his wife do it.
You have to farm. No, he hires some. You have to farm that out.
I have, actually. I have the This year there was no snow shoveling because we didn't really get any snow this winter in Washington. But last year, remember, we had quite a bit. I was out with the shovel more than once.
Oh my God!
Really? This is
can't have this.
This is distressing news for me, Lars. this is wild.
I like being outside, actually.
Yeah. See, he's not afraid.
He's the anti EB. Loves being outside.
I like being 72 right inside.
Right.
All right. So we were talking about the Penguins struggling. You know, you guys are minding your own business, but how much are you paying attention to what's going on with the Penguins
or the Flyers?
I don't look at the standings every day. I was aware that they have lost quite a few games in a row now. Pittsburgh, since they played us, I don't think they've won. We know it's a very tight division where all, you know, there's six teams battling for, you know, like five playoff spots. So somebody's going to lose out there. And, I think it's going to be tied right down to the last game. It's really a competitive division this year.
Is it hard for you to believe, Lars, that there's only just a little over a month left in the regular season at this point, and then it's going to be the playoffs?
No, it's not. At the same time, I think we have our mindset on just, you know, we're not too much thinking about the playoffs right now. We're still a good, 5 weeks away from that. 5 weeks doesn't go by that quickly either. You need to keep your focus on the games ahead of you. We got a big game coming up here, tomorrow against Philly. So, I know that in playoffs are getting closer, but at the same time, we're not really there yet.
Do you feel like you've kind of turned the corner a little bit off that little bit of a swoon, right? I think you guys have won 3 of the last 4. I think that's right. Do you feel like things are getting back to normal for you guys?
I think we've taken a step in the right direction looking, you know, in the last week or so here, mm-hmm. Especially, you know, I think the Pittsburgh game at home we won, we played very well. I think that there's some signs that we're learning from some of our mistakes, but I don't think we're at our best yet, that we've seen earlier in the season. I don't think we're quite there yet.
Joined by Lars Eller, center for the Washington Capitals. Have you liked the new formation of the third line? Do you like playing alongside Kovalchuk?
Yeah, I think it's super exciting. He comes in with a lot of energy, a lot of positive energy. You know, for a 36-year-old, he's very, you know, excited to play. He's talking. You can tell he's eager to play. He's eager to still score goals. He's finishing checks. He's forechecking. You're seeing all the, you know, the basic things that you want to see from a player. I'm very optimistic about, having him in our lineup. Things makes our team better.
We're joined by Lars Eller. He's driven by AAA, hit the road with confidence. Lars, if I were your head coach, every day when you walked into the locker room, I would say if the NHL playoffs started today, the Caps would face blank. Today it's the New York Islanders. It changes every day, obviously. But if it were the Islanders, what sort of draw is that for the Caps in the first round?
Well, I haven't been part of a series against the Islanders since I've been here. I think it'd be very competitive. I think, you know, they play largely the same system as us, having, you know, had the same coaches. I don't know. Only one way to find out. We'll see what time tells. But it's definitely a team we could run into. I think it'd be wouldn't be quite like playing Pittsburgh, but it would be like it would be very intense. And it's definitely a possibility down the road that we face them.
All right, Lars, appreciate the time, buddy. Let's put a streak together here. The Flyers are right on the Caps' butts, and that's a big one tomorrow.
They're working on one, 3 of the last 4.
Is it a bounce-back Wednesday coming up, Jason?
Well, they didn't have to bounce back because they won They had won their last game.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a continuous Wednesday.
How about just a win Wednesday?
It's a keep it rolling Wednesday. That's
exactly. Okay. Exactly. Thank you, Lars. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
A building block Wednesday.
Well,
Lars Eller brought to you by AAA. Hit the road with confidence.
Yeah, I let you
we
say
love
that.
Love AAA.
We do.
Well, I rely on AAA because I can't fix anything. If I get a flat tire, I have a AAA card in my wallet. I call them.
I use AAA all the time.
It's not the first time maybe the first time you asked Lars.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
the first time you've asked different guests. Why are you desperate for every other person on the planet to do no work?
Well,
he
doesn't want his athletes to get hurt.
I don't want him to get injured.
Yeah, he's afraid of them
shovel
getting hurt.
Like snow.
You hurt your back.
Yeah, you could always hurt yourself doing that.
Elite athlete.
Always.
You should be fine shoveling snow.
No, no.
Technique.
Elite athletes should never perform menial tasks like shoveling snow.
Well, hold on. Even if he did it, he would not have a shovel. It's called a snowblower.
No, he said he was shoveling.
He said he was shoveling.
I know. I'm saying those guys should have snowblowers.
Yeah. Do you have a snowblower?
No, I hire the kid next door.
Yeah.
I mean, you need a snowblower when it snows.
I have a leaf blower. Can you use that as a snowblower?
I don't shovel when there's an inch. No chance. It's got to be like 6 to 8 to shovel or to blow it.
Like a snowblower, like that thing you push.
I just run over it. Yeah. I'm a big ass sequoia. I just run it over.
Right.
Yeah, I try not to shovel.
But if anybody shovels, you're a donkey.
My wife likes to go out there. She likes to always have it all clean. And I go, who cares? I'll just drive right over it.
Right.
It's 2 inches. I don't need that.
If I were the GM, I would have a clause in their contract. You're not allowed to shovel snow.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to use any sort of like clippers where you could clip your finger off by accident. Definitely can't use a chainsaw. Ask Greg Norman about that. He almost cut his arm off and was in the hospital for that.
Yeah, what's he doing?
You can't do any of that if you're an elite athlete.
Right.
You got to preserve.
Can you surf?
No, no surfing.
You can't surf.
No, absolutely.
Can you ride a motorcycle?
No.
Can you?
No ATVs.
Can you take a walk around the block?
Yes, you can take a walk around the block. No downhill skiing. No chance. That's not happening. No, you can't do anything.
Right.
You can do all that post your playing
career.
You
got to be a bubble boy.
You got to be in the bubble.
Could you play poker and potentially get coronavirus?
Yes.
Could they play golf?
Poker's allowed.
Yeah.
They can hurt their back playing golf.
Golf is allowed, but I want you in a cart.
Okay, no walking.
Don't want you walking.
Yeah, too much strain.
All right, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to the World Series winning manager, Davey Martinez from your Washington Nationals. Will join us as we're broadcasting live from National Spring Training, presented by Van Meter Homes. Join the family and go to vanmeterhomes.com today and let their family build a home for yours.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.